systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is a Monday, June 7th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
My name's Danny.
And I'm Sean.
Sean, you're still here living in my house. How is it going, buddy?
Well, it's been a couple days, and aside from all the sexual passes you've made at me,
whoa,
it's been not bad.
Hey,
you Danny.
We'll get into that. Episode 358, the Monday Fun Day Show here on the Jam Hole. Thank you so much for being with us. Hope you got your sunglasses on, because you got to be cool.
It's Wacky Sunglasses Day at the office.
Thank you.
I don't have sunglasses, so I'm just pimping my regular glasses.
Wacky Sunglass Day here at Jam Hole Corporate. We relocated Jam Hole Corporate after the pissed off Islamic people. They got mad that Dana drew some Muhammad, so they flew a plane into Jam Hole Corporate, and now we're here. So, yeah. What do you think, living and doing the show from the same place now? It's kind of nice, huh?
Not bad.
We don't got to drive all the way to fucking Jam Hole Corporate.
Yeah, I don't mind, and we don't have our bosses, like, bringing
shit. They all died.
Those fucking corporate pricks.
Good thing I made sure the contract was in our favor if someone ever flew a building into the corporation.
No shit, right?
It Foresight.
Was only under those circumstances, See? Though. Plane, building, crash, boom, ours,
I'm
done.
A soothsayer. You were like, that's dumb. Why are you signing a contract? You're selling out. I'm like, trust.
And it turned out very well.
It worked out.
I thank you.
The oil reaching Florida and Jam Hole Corporate getting a plane flown into it. Beautiful.
Fucking A. So how are you today?
I'm fantastic. This is June 7th. Tomorrow's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to that
Mark.
Motherfucker. Get those beats finished. I know, dude.
26?
I almost remember when he was born, and that's weird. It's weird, like, watching him drive and stuff. It's like he's a person now.
Oh, yeah. It's super weird for my brother, man, because, like, you know, I'm 6 years older than my brother. And I remember when he was born, and now he's driving and shit. Like, I let him drive me. When we went to go get my uncle from Missoula, he was driving, and it just, I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's totally weird. It's like they're having sex and dating, and they're like their own little people. That's fucked
up. I know.
It's
so weird. I think that's why my Aunt Ann was all bugged out, because on Facebook I wrote, yes, good evening sex. And she's like,
whoa,
that's too much information. I'm like, hey, I'm all grown up now. I'm allowed to talk about
sex
now.
Yeah, but Facebook isn't, and let's just not.
Yeah, well, when I post shit, either you like it or you don't. I really don't care.
Clearly. 406-204-4687. Feel free to give us a call. Say hi. Say what's up. TheJamHole.com/live. That's where the chat's at. Three cameras. We got one in there to accommodate our new roommate. Hey, so far, you've lived with us a whole weekend now. You're still here. You're not in Helena like you should be.
That's right, man.
How did it feel eating the words of, yeah, I'm going to go work in Helena, so I'm not going to need this shitty dishwashing job, so you can take that job and you can shove it? How's that feel, like crawling back on your hands and knees, begging for your job back so that you can pay me $200 at the end of the month? How's that feel?
You're a dick, by the way.
Hey, he wanted to rap battle. I don't rap battle. I ain't got time for that shit, but I will talk shit about
you. It kind of feels as shitty as probably your mom did when she had
you. Oh, shit.
One, it's not a shitty job. Two, he didn't go crawling back begging anybody for his job.
I didn't say anything remotely close to that.
Hold on. You haven't gone back begging for your job because you fucking need to.
I did.
You fucking should.
I haven't begged yet, but I will be soon.
You hear that, Dave?
Well, I hope they have an extra spot for you, because we are seriously running out of smoke. Well, so, thejamhole.com/donate, help support Sean's smoking habits.
Well, you know, maybe if I wasn't such a dumb fuck about the whole thing in the first place, I'd have the job.
Yeah, that is true. That is True.
But my fucking dumb fuck friend told me all about, oh, you come work with us, blah, 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 for like weeks. I'm like, well,
I got it hooked up, bro. It's no problem.
I'd have to talk to my current employer and shit. Oh, you go ahead and do that, dude, and I'll get you a job for sure, bro.
See, I'm a good friend, and I'm not going to lie to you. I told you, I said, go talk to my boss, and we'll see what we can do.
Sean?
And that's how it happened.
Sean?
Well, that's what you do.
I did it because I felt like it, not because you told me
to.
Sean?
Well, no, I didn't say anything like that. What, Matt? What?
What, Matt?
What?
There is no job in Helena, is there, Sean? There never was there?
Yes, there is.
Is there? Just
thank,
not for you?
Thank you, Dave. Thank
Dave's
you very
dog
much.
Says you'll have it again, Sean.
Well, let's
I'm sure
hope.
Once you get one of those half-retarded dumb fucks fired, you can bring me in.
Well, let's hope Dave's dogs can see the future, and that future is you washing his dishes. So. Well, yeah, on Saturday, was it? We did end up going to Polson for the Jello Wrestling, and this started out like every other show we've ever played at, where they're like, hey, we have the equipment. All you need are beats and bring your rhymes and it'll be awesome. And I asked Sean, I'm like, hey, do we need to bring mics this time? Because last time in the Spokane show, we could have used a couple mics, right? So I'm like, hey, is this for real or do we need to bring mics? And Sean was like, you should probably bring them just in fucking case. So I'm like, all right, I got mic cables and mics. There's no possible way that this could possibly be fucked up, right? So we get there, we roll in, like, we fucking own the place. The guy at the door, he's like, $2. And we're like, nah, man, we're the talent. He's like, whoa. He stepped aside, he grabbed the red carpet, he rolled it out. We,
Can I just interject?
Oh,
this
please.
This is the bar I started my 2010 career in, you know.
Really?
This is the first bar I started rapping in after coming back from a... Two-year hiatus.
What was that hiatus? What did you take time off to do?
I fell in love and helped some chick raise her kid for a while.
That's noble, man. That's really noble of you.
Thanks, you know, and I was willing to give up rapping for it.
And how'd that end up?
And all your friends.
Well, I didn't kill myself in the aftermath.
Did you realize what the true meaning of the phrase bros before hoes means?
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you will remember that next time, right?
Forever and always.
Forever and always.
Well, it made for good material because he rapped me a pretty sweet rhyme.
You write, hey, you live here a weekend and you're writing my girl fucking love rhymes?
Oh, that's not all.
Are you rapping at her?
Dude, you know what? This song that he wrote is actually quite touching. I actually had to hug him afterwards. I was like,
that's sweet,
oh,
man. That's sweet. Is that would be the same song you tried to play for me and I just kind of laughed at you?
Yeah, the one you laughed your ass off and called me a fag.
Oh, okay, well...
The one I had to yell at you about later and say, Matt, you're not supposed to be mean to your friend.
She had to sit me down and be like, he's pretty much the closest thing you have to a best friend, so you need to stop being a dick
don't
to
fuck
him.
This up, Matt.
I know.
I'm like, I'm letting him live here.
Not
fuck.
A lot of people like you as is.
Not enough.
Let's be nice to the one that actually does like you.
I was thinking
wait,
too
wait,
many,
wait, wait,
but
wait,
all right.
Stop. I never said I liked Matt. I just said he was my friend.
And when he says friend, he means cigarette store / hotel room / I'm going to eat whatever food that's left that doesn't require old nasty milk that you have in your fridge because you're fucking poor and you don't know how to go shopping like an adult.
Neither did you until I moved in.
I didn't need
fuck.
To, thank you very much. I was doing just fine eating Anna's every motherfucking day for free.
Disgusting.
I might add. I saved a lot
of
money.
Yeah, but who
doing
cooks
that.
Better food than that?
Well, yeah.
Me.
You do. But look who's getting fat because of it. So
sorry.
Maybe it wasn't such
a no, you're getting fat from lack of exercise and overall concern for your health.
I'm getting fat because the rhymes I'm writing are so fat. It's just. Transferring over to my gut.
Is that it?
That
oh,
is it,
okay.
Actually. That's exactly it.
So when did
so
you...
So we roll hey. Into this place.
Okay, whatever.
And we go to the back where the DJ booth is. I'm like, I got the mics. Do you need them? Do you have mics? What's going on? And he's like, oh, we only have one mic. I'm like, well, it's a good fucking thing that we brought a couple. Here's the cord. Here's the cables. I'll just plug these in. Oh, are those XLR cords? Like, yeah, they're microphones.
Oh, XLR?
My mixer doesn't take XLR. Like, what, dude?
What does it take? Some play school crap? What?
You're a mobile DJ? It takes eighth-inch headphone jacks because then,
play school crap.
I'm an iPod mixer.
And then Shiloh Goley was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. So that just kind of set the stage for the whole night. And then what was the next major fuck up?
I didn't go to this, by
the
way.
No, you were lucky. You got to go to a graduation instead.
Yes, I went to my brother's graduation.
Which I got to say real quick, I read some of your Facebook posts about the graduation, and I just want to say I'm glad that it sounds like for the next, you know, couple years at least, there will not be any shortages of secretaries.
Oh, not at all.
For these jobs that, you know.
Not at all. There were so many sluts and skanks that were there, and like, just, I'm glad they were wearing gowns, because you know
somebody
what?
Ought to open up a strip club here, because I'll tell you
no
something.
Shit,
these
dude.
Girls are graduated, and they're ready to dance.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, some of them, like, had babies and shit, and they're handing their moms their fucking babies.
Are you
saying
you brought your babies to your high school graduation?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
tacky.
Yeah, they did.
That's really tacky.
They did.
Come
There's
on.
Lots of screaming, crying children.
I mean, drop them off at the daycare for, like, a couple hours. Like, you're forever going to remember taking your graduation picture, holding the diploma in one hand, the baby in the other, like spitting up all over your diploma and shit.
Right. There were so many people there, though. It was like the whole fucking town was there.
Yeah, dude.
There was
everyone.
A lot
you
of
know
people.
Why?
Why?
Because everyone here has kids.
Yeah.
And they Pretty all just much. Happen to graduate at the same time.
So yeah, he graduated. Cool shit. Congrats, Mikey.
Yeah, but awesome. So yeah, she didn't go, so it was us. So what was the next thing, Sean? There was something else that got all fucked up.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. We sat there drinking for like 2 hours.
Why didn't it start? What time was it supposed to start? Because we left and you're like, we're supposed to be there at 7. It was like 6:30 by the time we left. So we're like hustling.
They had like 20 girls signed up beforehand. So I was thinking this was going to be like a big clusterfuck.
Right.
And then none of them showed up.
We get there and yeah, it's pretty much empty.
Yeah,
except for the local Indian crowd.
Like,
which,
we had two of the bartenders. We got them to enter. And then a couple other random chicks from around the bar. And one girl that was actually on the list originally came in and entered. And then,
she thought she fucked up because she booked the thing on the same night as the graduation. But then I was thinking, I'm like, this is a bar thing. All the girls graduating aren't 21. Well, maybe in Polson. I don't know. How old is high school in Polson? Is that 21 and up, or what are we talking
Pretty
about
much.
Here? So, yeah, we waited there for hours and hours, and no girls showed up. And a lot of people had actually come in and paid their $2 to see some hot girl-on-girl Jell-O wrestling, right? So, we're just hanging out, and me and his brother, picture this, me driving with two Cubberlies in my car. It was an amazing ride up there. You and your brother are just fantastic people.
We make a hell of a team, I'll tell you what.
I will agree with that. There ain't no party like a Cubberly party.
If there's one thing us Cubberlies are good at,
it's
is
drinking.
Having a good time and partying.
Right.
Like,
and that.
We excel to the point where we're almost pretty much going into business.
Are you guys any good at banging chicks at all, or...
Well, I am.
Can't say the same for your bro?
Oh, I'm sure he's not bad either.
Yeah?
I guess.
Did he ever come to you, because you're the older brother, like, did he ever come to you and be like, hey, bro, you got any pointers on how to bang chicks?
Well, here's what most of the girls have told us, is that he's bigger, but I'm better. So,
whoa.
Once again, my brother is the yin to my yang.
That's
know?
Awesome. So...
So anyway, none of the girls showed up, and then it took like 2.5 hours late. We started the show, which I was supposed to be there hosting. I made it about 10 minutes before I had a severe fucking migraine attack. And of course, there's no Tylenol or Advil anywhere, because all the pill poppers probably popped them up first.
So another drink for you, and you're all right for a while.
Yeah, so I was pretty screwed up, so I handed the mic to Matt.
Well, before it even started, me and his brother were like, dude, if this doesn't start, because we literally sat there and just waited for like, what, 2 or 3 hours?
Pretty much,
because
yeah.
It didn't start, we got there at like 7:30 or 8, and it didn't start till like 11 or midnight or something, because what time did we get back? It was like 1:30 by the time we get back.
Yeah, it started.
Yeah,
so,
like
yeah,
that.
we were like, dude, we're going to fucking just go. This is retarded. And you were like, well, I got an obligation here, which was respectable. I understand. Like, they, you know, if you would have left and it would have happened like
$20
it ended up,
and a bar tab worth.
You made money doing
I made
that.
$20 and about $20 and free drinks.
Fucking A. But yeah, so it finally, they waited and waited, and there wasn't even any Jell-O in the thing, and finally some girls show up. So then they look at the owner of the bar, and they're like, you better fill up the thing, because I don't think he thought it was going to happen. He was totally, like, getting pissed, just sitting in the back, like, fuck, why'd I do this? Yeah, why'd I sign up for this? And the girl who was putting it on's, like, frantically running back and forth up the street, like, calling any yep. bitch that she knows, like, come save me, I fucked up, come wrestle in this disgusting... It wasn't even real Jell-O. Maybe people know this, I've never seen, like... Jell-O wrestling, but I was expecting...
It's supposed to be real gelatin.
I wanted to eat it. Like, I was expecting J-E-L-L-O, but it was, like, just that gelatin powder. There was no flavor to it at all.
What do you think What do you think the highlight of the evening was?
I'm gonna have to say the highlight of the evening was when you passed me the mic and you went in the bathroom and cried because you had a headache, and I emceed the rest of the night. But then, Sean comes out of the bathroom in nothing, and I mean nothing... but his boxers.
I would have paid to see this.
Boxer and like, briefs.
It was like Fonzie just flipped a quarter in the jukebox. Everything went quiet. And he's like, I'm ready for my exhibition match. And I'm like, oh, no. So Sean and this big booty hoe bartender chick get in the fucking tub. And just like, oh, man, she fucked you up, dude.
Well, I let her win.
Did you throw the match?
Yeah, I did.
Do you know how much money I had riding that you were going to just whoop the shit out of her and we were going to leave?
Hopefully not a lot. That chick was a lot bigger than me.
You kind of fucked me. You kind of fucked me.
I had to let her win. She kept whispering something in my ear about wanting to be on top and...
Well, that did happen.
All this other sexual innuendo shit.
I noticed we didn't bring any cameras or anything, but I noticed quite a few of those Indians had some cameras. Is there any footage up on the internet of this Jell-O wrestling?
There's a little bit of footage on Shiloh Goley's page and DJ Jaster Jazz.
DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Jab.
Hold on. DJ... What's his name?
It's Jaster Jazz. DJ Jaster Jazz.
DJ Jazzy Jeff. Okay.
and Guy Blow. Guy Blow Lodley.
Oh, God.
Shiloh Goley, as his mama calls
Let
him.
Me paint you a picture of what the first three rounds were. Have you guys ever seen sumo wrestling? You know what I'm talking about? Sumo?
Yes.
Okay. So
Big fat people in thongs.
Take sumo wrestling. But instead of, like, big, fat Chinese dudes, they're big, fat Indian chicks. And they're drunk.
So nice.
They're so drunk. And you know how they... it was... Dude, I thought fucking atoms were colliding. It was, like... It was so scary. I was waiting for a black hole to open up and suck us all in. Mm. But it ended up being pretty amusing just watching Sean, like, just roll out. Like, he may as well kick the fucking door open. Lights and angels going, ah! And he just, like, I'm ready. It was so fucking funny.
I roll up there. I'm like, let me tell you something, brother. I'm here to win this Jell-O wrestling match.
Oh, God. And you know what? He comes home, and he threw away his boxers, by the way, because they were so disgustingly sticky. He comes home and grabs a bobby pin of mine and digs it in his ear to pull out Jell-O.
Yeah, she slammed my head down pretty good when she was had me in the female date rape position.
Yeah, some of those chicks were getting pretty brutal. I saw some titties getting, like, flung out for a quick hot second.
Wow. I regret not pulling her tits out, too.
I bet.
Really do.
You know what? She probably did, too.
She even said something to me after the match. She's like, well, you had your chance. And I was like,
damn it!
Guess I did, but I'm not a rapist.
That chick would have let you fuck her right then and right there, and that would have been that.
I should be a rapist.
You should be a rapist.
I have a rapist wit.
Hey, Red Fox says, you could have sold those. Jam Hole fundraiser. Who wants a pair of Sean's soiled-ass fucking gelatin-covered undies?
I do. No,
nice.
I don't.
Maybe we need to host our own Jell-O wrestling event.
Yeah, perhaps we could.
Beat me. Win something.
But yeah, it was all right. It was, I guess the $20 for Sean was, and just to see Sean wrestle that chick was pretty much worth it, but it was all right.
I wish I could have seen it.
I need to say, though, DJs, much love to the DJs, but dude, when you say you got everything we need... have everything we need when we get there, man. Like,
or call and like hash it out. Be like, I have this and this.
I don't know if you know this, but I got recording equipment. Like, we're recording right now. I could have brought the mixer with XLR ports, you know, like a real fucking mixer. And we could have done it. But since you didn't.
They need to tell us what they actually have.
Charlie Clown says, were there any real Shriners there?
No.
Only Sean.
Now, you know what? Next time something like this happens, you need to talk to them and be like, look, what do you have?
What is your setup?
Please?
I'm going to need a notarized list
of
everything.
Your inventory,
and
please.
Pictures and fuck. I need it all.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I swear to fucking God, the next place I go to rap that says they have all their equipment and I get there and there isn't any equipment, I'm just going to yell my raps. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck it.
I'm done. I'll yell it. I'll put the beat into a headphone set and you guys can all listen to like 10 seconds.
And that was the first night that Sean was actually here.
Right, so we leave and we haul ass coming back and shit because, you know, it's getting late and everything. And we get in here and like the first night he stays here. The question comes up.
I knew it was going to happen, and hey. I was waiting to see how long it was going to take.
So, we're all just, like, hanging out, just sitting, and we're like, so, you guys want to have sex? Just like that, like, totally out of the blue, like.
I was like, God damn it.
And she was totally into it, except she was like, no, because if we do this, then you're going to hold it over my head and expect us to have a threesome with another chick. And I'm like, so if I'd promise not to do that, you want to just fuck right now, all of us? Well, sure. Like, all right. Well, so we got down. I think we're
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't?
You lying, son of a bitch.
Oh, right. I'm not supposed
to lie
anymore.
Because I know how much you say, oh, I won't ask for it later. I know you will.
No,
yeah, but Danny, when he says he wants a threesome, he means him and two other guys.
Oh, well, go for it, dude.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
I want you to recycle that line two more times, and I promise the second time I will laugh at
okay.
it. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay. Just, you know, fill it in throughout
well, it's
the,
not
the
really,
episode.
It's not really a joke, though, Matt.
Well,
it's,
hey, I was trying to help you out, bro.
Oh, did you know that this fag over here grabbed my ass?
Yes, you
the
did.
First
it was
night
a,
I was here?
It wasn't. Let me explain, okay? Sean was wearing these chef pants.
He touched
and they,
my ball a little bit, too. Just throw that in. Go ahead, Matt.
All right, sorry. Listen. Let me rationalize this, okay? Sean was wearing a pair
whatever
of chef pants.
Whatever makes you feel better, okay?
And keep in mind, this is the first night he's living here, so we're not really used to each other being in the same space. And I came in from smoking, and I saw an ass in chef's pants, and I instantly just thought it was Dana, and I reached in, and as soon as I touched his ass, I, like, yanked it back, and I was like, whoa.
That was a ball sack.
I'm sorry. And like the rest of the night he's like, hey fag, you wanna wipe my, I gotta go take a shit. You wanna wipe my ass for me too? I'm like, dude, you have the same pants that she does and
no.
your ass is
they're
look
not
the
anywhere near the
no.
same.
Mine are striped.
Mine are black.
Well, whatever. They look like chef's pants, and I know you wear chef's pants, and that was that.
Well, he wears chef's pants, too.
Well, we're going to have to do something about that.
I don't know if you know, but chef's pants are really comfortable PJs.
Yes, they are.
Super
well,
awesome
you guys
company.
Are going to have to color code differently.
And you know what else you know now, Matt?
What?
What my balls feel like.
Oh.
Well, I know what half of them feel like.
Well,
feel so, like kind of like mine, Sean.
Just
they
that
feel,
right one.
They feel kind of like mine.
So
yes, they do.
Charlie Clown says Matt is secretly gay. I'm going to address that right here and now. I am not gay. Thank you.
He's bisexual.
There's multiple.
I think
there's
so.
Multiple girls that can prove this for
I think
you.
He would let you put it in his butt if we had a threesome. He'd be like, dude, just do it. Just slap it on my asshole. Just slap it. No penetration. Just slap it.
You just get to that point where we're like, okay, we've run out of positions to do. Matt, you have suggestions? Yeah, put it in my ass, Sean. thanks, Rumi.
Thanks, bud. Hey, you know that 200 you owe me? Forget about it.
Yep.
Your money's
just
no good
me
here.
My ass. It's cool.
Dave's dog says, just claim drunk. I'm sorry I cheated on you and fucked Sean. I was totally wasted.
As long as there's video, it'll be cool. I'd see it.
I'm sorry.
You'd want to watch video of me and him going at it.
Yes.
Bumping uglies.
I don't even like gay sex, but I would watch that just so I can make fun of
Matt. I think you're watching it for the wrong reasons.
Wow. Well, at least we all know who's going to be on top.
We would definitely go.
This one right here. No.
This guy.
The chick with the balls.
Fuck yeah.
That's disgusting.
So are we going to end up having a threesome?
Tonight after the show, probably.
No, because you're a fucking jealous cunt, and you're like, oh, it's you can fuck dudes, but not chicks.
Okay, come
and
on,
we
though.
Can okay, I'm sorry.
Come on, though, Matt. Like, how would you feel if you stepped back and saw me with Danny just bent over?
I would be
just
jerking
going
the
to
fuck
town.
Off. Jerking the
okay,
fuck off.
Okay, what if
off.
I looked at you and winked at you?
I would,
yeah, that's
I would
weird,
probably
man.
Climax right then and there. I would just
see,
come.
That's weird for me, no. Dude. If I see a chick over there and you're just fucking banging her, dude, I will kill you.
I bet
really?
You'd get a little hot if you were getting banged at the same time.
Even if
though.
You were like getting eaten out by the chick I was
no.
banging. Like,
I,
you
no,
were...
if I see a female face between my legs, I'm going to kill it.
Wow. See, but... Yeah, I don't know. That's,
I can't
this,
do it,
this
dude.
This isn't going to work,
that doesn't
then.
Bug you? If I were fucking bent over getting railed by Sean,
I'd be
and
like,
you look
yes.
over and you're like, whoo, that doesn't come across as like, oh my God, my girlfriend's getting nailed by some other guy.
I if get- it was behind my back and you were like being all sneaky about it, yeah, it would bug me because you were a fucking liar.
Red
but
Fox
if we
says-
were...
We have to high five, and then it's okay.
Oh, okay, and shake hands?
Oh, yeah.
But no, like, if it was a thing where we were like, yo, this is gonna happen, then, like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, I think as long as you looked happy, he would be happy for you.
I know, right? Like, finally, she smiles, this
oh,
one.
Oh, my God.
I thought her face was gonna crack.
I've never heard her make that noise before. Huh.
I'm
yeah,
like
see,
I'm
if,
like over his shoulder, like taking notes.
Yeah, what
and
if
shit?
I make like different noises with him and not with
I'll
you know
you were
like,
faking it.
Oh, you would
with him. Yeah, I would.
What if he made me come like way quicker than you do? What if he?
Well,
made
then
me come
maybe
with
he'll have to
shit?
He'll have to come in and designated then fuck you again.
I guess I'm his warm up dick or something.
That's right.
Know?
Oh God,
I'm happy. That's cool.
I'm like the. What is it? Like when they breed horses, they have the stud. And they have the horse that goes in
the
before
fluffer.
The stud.
He's
and,
the fluffer.
Yeah, and it gets the female horse all lubed up and good, so that way the stud doesn't like break his dick because
oh,
the stud's
God.
Too valuable. You guys know about that kind of shit?
Not really.
Absolutely. Danielle says, awkward.
Yeah,
I'm glad
bit.
Your guys' boss is enjoying the show.
Oh, he's yeah. enjoying the fuck out of it. It's cool. My boss is
make,
actually cool
it's
like that.
It's
going to
make for a fun workplace.
All right, well,
oh, yeah.
the
well,
next,
hey,
the last
second.
Thing I want to mention before you talk about your bullshit here. I'm
no,
excited
I
for this.
To talk about sex again. Hang on.
Oh, okay. What?
If you can promise me to never bring up a threesome with a female, I will think about a threesome with the two of you.
What does that do for me, though?
Nothing.
You know what's funny? They still. You know what's
oh,
funny?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Let's pencil that in for
well,
tomorrow, 10
a.m. It would be hot.
A.m.
It would be fun to have a threesome. You know, that would be cool. But, like, I just
how
can't
can
do
you
chicks.
Say it would be fun to do it with a dude, but it wouldn't be fun to do it with another chick?
Because I'm a chick.
Kinda.
No, what do you mean, kinda?
So, can I just say something to the audience really quick? They
sure.
still haven't asked me how
no,
I feel
not.
About this.
You know what? That's
that
true.
That is totally
we've been
true.
Like arguing back and forth, like, let's do it. And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
They talk
Sean,
about me like I'm not in the fucking
what,
room.
What do
like,
you feel about? How do you feel about this, Sean?
Do you want to fuck us, her, and me? Well, fuck her. Do you want to fuck her while she sucks me off?
That's just a hard question to answer. Let's just put it this way.
And then
if
maybe
you got me really, really drunk.
You,
it
ugly?
Probably
happened.
If I got her really, really drunk, it would happen with a chick.
But
so
I mean, I'd have to be really fucking drunk.
But you know what? Honestly, she's not in it for the suck me off while you fuck her. She's in it for the DP.
Well,
so.
As long as we got the spatula.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So you gotta get wasted? What's up? Are you calling me ugly?
I think he's calling me ugly. Anyway, well, we'll keep you all apprised okay. of
Dave's dog says, why would we ask you? You're not even a dishwasher.
Oh,
oh sick bird.
You're not even fit to wipe the semen off of her ass.
No wonder.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Well,
can I come work for you?
We'll keep you updated, listeners, on Threesome Watch 2010.
Threesome Watch 2010. All right, well, the last thing I want to mention here, the Basement Boys, good friends of ours, they came up for our 250 show, thejamhole.com/250. They did an episode here after we did our live show. They're coming up on their 100th episode, Saturday, June 19th, 9:30 Pacific time at Hogan's. That's in Clarkston, Washington.
Oh, yeah?
They're doing their live audience 100th episode. I'm going down there for this. She, you know what? You want to ask for some time off? Can she have time off to go to Idaho with me June 19th, Saturday. We need Saturday and Sunday off.
That's probably not going to happen, and
well,
I don't expect it to.
If you go with me, we'll do an after show for them like they did for us. But if you don't go, I'm just going to go down there and hang out and, you know, show some support. And maybe Sean might come down with me. We'll do some hip-hop for their after show.
Yeah, you guys can do some hip-hop. That'd be
pretty
badass.
Well, me and Sean can run a jam hole app. We could do a live show there.
I don't want you to do a jam hole app without me. It's weird.
Well, then you better ask your boss for some time off. It's June 19th, Saturday. But anyway, if any of you guys are in the area, if you guys want to go down to Idaho to Clarkston, Washington, it's right on the border there. It's like a seven-hour drive for us here. But, you know, they made the trip for our show, and I enjoy those guys. They're funny. I really like their new host, Derek Yon. He's a
To meet the new host.
Very amusing. Very amusing. I was just listening to the Human Centipede ep, and just every time they'd be talking about something, like, totally not related, and Derek would, like, all voice deep, "The Human Centipede." And then they would, like, just continue. It was so funny. But anyway.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's...
That movie's so creepy. Every time I think about it, I'm like, ugh.
That's on Saturday, June 19th. Like I said, it's at Hogan's in Clarkston, Washington. So, yeah, if you guys want to come down, we're going to go down there. I'm going to go down there. Dave's dog says, "You can have the time off if Sean blows me." Can she have the... Do you want to have a threesome?
Well, right. Considering I don't even have a job yet there, Dave.
Well,
we
might.
Let's start there.
Let's start small.
If I'm going to start giving out blowjobs, I'm starting with my job first.
I need a job
then
first.
I'll get Danny's back.
Then we step up to HJs and then BJs, okay? That's how this works.
Anyway.
So yeah, that's like I said, June 19th. It'll be a good time. So
cool.
Those guys are always amusing, always fun.
Good.
They got a place rented out, and I hear there's a strip club there called the Candy Box. So,
Sean, how do you like living with us so far?
Are
aside
we just
from
retarded?
It's interesting,
things.
Except you guys won't stop trying to fuck me.
You know, the weird thing is, ever since you've moved in, I've had more sex with her since you've moved in than I have, like, our whole relationship. What's up with that?
That's because the added testosterone and male pheromones are causing her to enter a new level of excitement and stimulation.
That's interesting. We finally...
I'm constantly thinking about having a threesome.
Oh, really?
The truth comes out.
Interesting. Huh.
What?
Well, that makes two of us.
Threesomes are hot.
I'm just not thinking of it with him.
What the fuck is a twink?
What?
A twink is a little fat dude with a vagina and a penis,
what?
I believe. If my internet etiquette or my internet speak is correct.
Huh.
What's a twink? Is that not it?
No idea. So other than the sexual shit, how do you like living here?
See, Bear Kid says, "I love triways, only if all persons involved are not virgins at it."
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, I'm in.
So, Sean.
Well, somebody called me a twink, which is apparently a young gay man, but I just want to specify, both male and females often try to fuck me.
Oh, man.
I don't know why. I don't really.
Why would that
I don't
be?
See the. I don't know. I don't
do
really see the appeal. I wouldn't fuck me.
Do you make fool's gaydar just blow the fuck up?
Actually, my last trip to Vegas kind of showed me that yes, gay dudes love me.
That's
weird,
awesome.
Dude. That's weird. Well, I enjoy having you here because you keep me from being bored, and you're pushing Matt
to do
more rap.
Interesting.
You hear that, Matt? I keep her from being
bored. So Stargate Atlantis just isn't cutting it anymore, huh?
No, that's not it. It's just like if I'm here by myself, I'm alone here by myself, I'm fucking bored.
Alone and horny.
But now you have a job anyway, so.
Yeah, so, and it's going good, so.
Well, word to that.
I enjoy living with both of you. You both are good friends of mine.
Are you comfortable here and everything? Like, are your quarters up to your standards?
I'm comfortable except for the fact that I have to lock my door and sleep on my back. Other than that, I feel right at home.
Oh, God. I can open that door.
Now,
no
Danny,
problem, bro.
Is there anything you would like him to work on in this relationship? Maybe any bathroom etiquette, per se.
Bro. One. Brojone.
Your brojones are showing. Hold on.
Seat. Put the toilet seat down. Okay? That's number
just
one.
Just because she has a dick doesn't mean she likes to stand up when she pees.
Yeah. No. I can, but that's a nay.
Oh, man.
It gets everywhere.
It takes too long. It's fine.
Okay. Also, you got to hold the toilet handle down when you flush. Because if you don't, the toilet paper and everything else that was in the toilet is just going to sit there. Shut the bathroom door. because the cat gets in the sink and fucks with all my piercing stuff on the fucking ledge.
And may I interject?
You may.
Stop locking the cat in your bedroom when you leave the house.
Oh, that is so great. At like 2 o'clock in the morning, a bunch of scratching and meowing.
Oh, and you guys want to hear something cool. So we found a storage unit downstairs, apparently, each apartment gets. So we got rid of a bunch of boxes that we've just had just totally stacked up. Like, we've had, you know, if any of you guys were here for the 250 show, you saw, like, we just have shit just stacked up, you know. And in that other bedroom, that's where whenever we bought something new for the show, the box went in there. Like, we kept all that shit. Everything just gets thrown in there. So we found a storage unit downstairs, and we started just packing all that shit down there. So we have way more room up here. The day after I did that, I start hearing this weird noise. Like,
a scratching noise. I heard it first, dude. It's freaking me the fuck out.
She's like, there's a noise.
I was sitting on the couch, dude, and it was just me and Sean chilling here. And I'm like, dude, what's that noise? He's like, what noise? And I'm like, sitting here, and I get all quiet.
That was a good impression of me, by the way.
What noise?
What noise?
Hold on,
bro.
Let me wrap it.
I hear, and I'm like, that noise, dude. He's like, what? And what are you talking about? And I was like, it's right there. And like, I'm like, dude, peel down the poster and see if there's a giant bug back there.
That's totally, it sounded like there was a tarantula, like, scratching at the fucking wall, dude. It's so fucked up. Dude, if the cops show up because of that, I'm going to be seriously pissed at you.
For the podcast listeners, he just held up a sign and a camera saying that we're holding him hostage.
That,
now,
don't
him.
Ruin it.
Anyway,
they can listen live. Fuck
so
them. Fuck
I
the
thought
podcast
that there was
listeners.
Like some. Shut up. Don't talk over me. I hate you. usually, like.
Fuck the podcast.
I kept thinking that there was some kind of giant bug behind our posters and shit, and it was freaking me the fuck out because I have a weird phobia about bugs, and it sounded rather large.
It sounded like cockroaches.
Yeah, dude.
Fucked
so
up.
I made Sean fucking take the poster down and check behind it. There wasn't anything behind it. And I didn't know what to do. I'm like, what the fuck? And everybody thought I was crazy, and then Matt finally fucking heard it, too.
Yeah, we're sitting here just like, dude, I think we were talking about having a threesome, and I heard it, and I was like, is that what you were talking about? And, like, the last fucking, like, 2 or 3 days, I've been hearing that fucking sound, right? So I'm, like, looking around. I actually took the fucking jam hole banner down because it sounds like it's right there, right? And there's nothing there.
I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm, like, constantly looking behind me like some giant bug's going to kill me.
And so finally, I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I move the couch, and there's nothing there. And I look on the other side of the wall just to see if, you know, there's something. There's nothing there. And finally, I'm like, no fucking way. And I put my ear up to the wall.
Ugh.
And, dude, my fucking skin. Like, I'm not afraid of mice. But
it's a creepy
sound,
feeling.
Dude, I pictured them, like, breaking through right as I put my ear against the wall and, like, just chewing my ear up. I heard, like, at least 5 or 6 mice just scurrying around and, like, chewing on shit and just fucking around, dude, right in this wall behind me. And I can hear it during the show.
I don't mind mice or rats or whatever. And I used to have them for pets when I was a kid. And I had a fucking 7-foot red-tail boa that I used to feed rats and shit. So it's not a big deal, but to have them running loose inside the walls in my house kind of creeps me out because that's unsanitary. This is my house.
My main concern is that in this wall is the plug-in that runs a lot of this equipment. So I'm thinking if a mouse decides to chew through some of that shit, zap goes that, zap goes all this equipment that's plugged into it. So. And I mean, like she said, we're not seeing the mice in the house yet. And I've never had this problem before. Like, I've never had a place that I've had mice in the walls. Like, what do you do? And so we go downstairs and talk to the crazy fucking neighbor guy. And he's like, oh, just throw some rat poison around the house. I'll eat them up and kill them. Like, dude,
also kill our cat.
We have a fucking cat, dude. If the mice get in the house, the cat will handle it. They're in the wall.
Yeah.
Like, there's no in or out. They're in the fucking wall. I don't know how they got in there. So we finally called the landlord, and he's like, oh, I guess that happens every now and then.
They come in through the crawl space.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta put some decon in the crawl space, and that'll take care of it. I'm like, cool, so then we'll just have dead rotting carcasses of rats in our fucking wall. Carcasses.
All right, cool. Anyway, so can I talk about...
Oh, Dave's dog says get a gun and start blasting him.
Yeah, do you want the wall to look like Swiss cheese?
All right, yeah. And electrical. We got that.
Right.
That whole thing.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, what happened at work today? You were saying something about something happened.
You know, some stuff happened at work
today. Some shit popping off?
Some shit was popping off.
Some bitches running their mouth?
You know, I was told to come into work this morning at 8 o'clock, and normally I've been going in at 9, so I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta go in early. And the reason being I had to go in so early is because we had a health inspector guy in today to, you know, talk to the crew and whatever.
Did you guys get your grade?
No, he's gonna be coming back on Wednesday, I believe, to do that, and so whatever. But, so I get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't know that we weren't gonna have to be, like, working today, so I go in, like, my full kitchen attire. Kitchen shoes, chef's pants, chef's coat, wearing my long sleeve shirt underneath it, hair pinned all back, whatever. All that shit, just ready to work, you know? And then I realized we don't actually have to do anything. I'm like, damn it!
Like, so, cook or anything?
Yeah,
because there's no food or nothing happening, right?
Well, no, we have food and stuff happening going
on.
But
I mean, you're not
there,
taking orders, right?
Right,
it's not
right,
open.
No,
wasn't that private thing supposed to happen? That's what you're saying it didn't happen?
Well, we had a private thing go on the other day.
Right, but there's supposed to be another one that I was supposed to get invited to.
You were not. I said I could try, and I didn't know. So you were not supposed to be invited. Okay?
Okay.
You little shit. But
well, at least I know you haven't blown him yet. Otherwise, I'd probably have an invite.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
We don't even know when that's going
to
happen.
That's worth it to me, by the way.
That we're shooting for Thursday and Friday, I believe, for that, and I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. So I don't.
Word.
We're not positive on anything.
So
anyway, so today,
her boobs are about as big as my butt cheeks,
dude. Yeah. I bet if we took a close up pic of her butt cheek or your butt cheeks and her boobs and put them on the site and was like, "What?
Can you tell whose is whose? And what's what?"
That'd be awesome.
So anyway, fucking, you know, the health inspector guy's there, and, you know, we're all listening to him and what he has to say, talking about temperatures of shit and whatever, bunch of health stuff. Get through with that, and there's a few things here and there that we had to do. A couple of guys had to fill out some paperwork, so we did through that and whatever. And there was some lasagna that had been cooked off the other day. And then set in the walk-in to chill, right? So It needed to be portioned up and wrapped and frozen because We're not sure when we're going to be able to open yet. So
right.
We need to freeze it. So me and David go over and are starting to, you know, cut up and portion this lasagna. And by this time, all the other cooks are gone. They're out of the building. It's just me and David chilling and doing our thing. And I'm sitting there, and I went in the kitchen. I'd washed up my hands, whatever, got cleaned up for the task at hand and stuff. And he cuts it up, and I start wrapping it. And
you wrap?
Oh, yeah, I wrap hardcore, yo.
Nice.
With food service film.
Where you get your beat? Oh.
Yeah.
They make good beats.
Film. Yeah, I get it from FSA. Anyway, so sitting there wrapping lasagna, and this lady that I've never met before, Dave has never met before, no idea who the hell she is, comes up behind me and, like, puts her head, like, right by my fucking ear.
And licks it.
No, and she's like, where are your gloves?
Whoa.
And I'm like, I looked at her, I'm like, right there. And they're in front of me in a box. And she's like, why don't you have them on? And I'm like, I don't really need them on. I'm just portioning up some food or whatever. And David, you know, David is my boss and standing right there. He's like, you know, I got this. Don't worry about it. You know, it is a good idea. Thank you very much. Whatever. That's it, you know. And she walks away and me and David are still doing it. And I don't put on any gloves because I'm sanitary as it is. Okay. Not a big deal. Just some lasagna doing our thing. And then she comes back. And she's like, you know, she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get off on the wrong foot with you or whatever, but, you know, it really weirds me out when you're not wearing gloves and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, well, if I put on gloves, will it make you feel better?
An OCD, perhaps?
Stupid. But I'm like, will it make you feel better if I put gloves on? She's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, fine, I put on gloves. And David, by this point, you know, that's a little aggravating. You don't just come up to somebody else's employee that you... And you don't have any place to say anything to this
person. So who
person's
was she?
Employee. She said that she was a manager for the one of the owners. He'd been working for her for like 10 years or something.
Was your boss aware of this?
No, we had no idea who she was.
So she just rolls in and is like, this is my operation now. I'm running
things.
Yeah,
it's kind of how it seemed. And you know what? You know, she said, she's like, you know, that's Montana state law. And I'm like, you know what? It's not. And she's like, well, either way, it's just sanitary and blah, blah, blah. And David's like, you really? Know, no, it's not law. The law is that you have to minimize your hand to food contact as much as possible.
What a bitch.
You know, and, you know, David was like, you know, this is my employee. I am the kitchen manager. I don't need you to tell her this. I don't need you to tell me this. He's like, you know, I thank you, but I don't need you here. I don't need you in my kitchen.
So and leave. Did you tell her to leave?
Yes. Did
you guys
tell her
scrap? You guys should have dueled.
No, but if she would have kept her mouth open for much longer, I think we would have. Anyway.
You assert yourself as the alpha male in any situation like that. And that's important.
No, no, no. But like, you know, so David says, you know, I don't need you in my kitchen right now, right? So she steps
really?
Back like right outside the doorway.
That's awesome.
And stands there and keeps bitching at David. And by this really? Point, David's getting upset. You know, he's getting mad. He's
have
getting
y'all figured
off.
Out who she was at that time?
No.
So there's just
still
this
no.
random bitch in there.
She said she was a manager for our owner. That's
for
all
that
she said.
Restaurant,
right,
or for another one?
No, for our restaurant.
Really?
And that's all. She's been working for 10 years, I guess.
Maybe
I have no
a
idea.
Server manager?
No. I'll get to that in a minute. But
okay.
Anyway, all
well,
she said
up.
Was she's a manager, right?
Right.
And she steps outside of the kitchen area and stands outside the door and keeps bitching at David. And David's like, I want you out of my kitchen. Get out of my kitchen, please.
Leave.
And she's like, what? I can't stand right here? This isn't the kitchen. I can stand right here and blah, blah, blah. And David's like,
whoa.
You are not my boss. You are not my manager.
Whoa.
He's like, you know, do you want to play who's the bigger dog here? I'll go get the bigger dog. And she's like.
So he let the dogs out.
Got it. She goes, you know, no, I'm not your manager. If I was your manager, I'd have fired you a long time ago. I was like, whoa, bitch. Are you serious?
Oh, no.
You know, and by this time, we're both pissed off. I kept my mouth shut, you know, besides the whole thing, putting my gloves on, whatever, telling her that it's not the fucking law. And she finally goes away or whatever. But the point of the fact is this, you know, imagine if the rest of our crew was standing there and some random chick comes up and belittles my boss in front of me. I'm his number two person. I'm his sous chef. You do not do that. You do not step into someone else's area and is like, this is how you're supposed to do whatever. You know, I'm not going to walk up to you and fucking school you on reverse osmosis, okay? That's not my fucking place. It's not my job. I have no connection to you whatsoever about that. And we end up finding out later that I think she was a casino manager or something, but she's been running books and stuff for our owner for quite a while. But she has no place in the kitchen whatsoever.
Right. Go get a calculator and do my taxes, biatch.
It pissed me off because, one, you know, that's my boss that you just tried to jump down his throat, okay? That's my boss, all right? And you don't need to school me on kitchen stuff, okay? I know the law. I don't need you to tell me the law, okay? If it was the law, yeah, I'd be wearing the damn gloves, but it's not the law. It was just something so stupid and ridiculous, and she
but
just
like,
blew up, like, out of nowhere. Like,
you
I'd
know
have
what,
fired you a long time ago.
You know what she was doing?
Being a bitch?
No, she rolled in there to assert herself. She just picked a really stupid thing to make her place known.
But the funny
she
thing
should
is-
have waited until something happened and then came in and been like, whoa, wait. I know the rules on this. Like,
no,
she picked a stupid thing. Pick
well,
your battles.
Well, it was funny because the health inspector was there prior, right? And he actually said, it's not Montana state law to wear gloves. The Montana law is to minimize your hand-to-food contact.
Right.
And obviously she wasn't there for that because, oh, it's Montana state law to wear gloves for food preparation.
Like
no,
she's
not,
the
bitch.
State inspector.
Yeah.
Inspector
yeah.
Gadget.
Like she knew everything about whatever and she had the right to be there and to bitch at us for something she hadn't. It was just, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Who the fuck are you? Fuck you. Do you even know how to boil water?
Did you guys do a dance off?
No,
you should have served her ass.
It was really annoying, though. You don't just do that. I have a pet peeve about that, man. You don't fucking do that. And there's a chain of command. If you had a problem with so-and-so in a different department, you go to their boss. You go to the owner or whatever. You go to your boss and you take it up with them. You don't fucking belittle them in front of the person that you have a problem with's fucking crew. Okay?
You
so don't
did you kick
do
her
that.
Out?
Yeah,
her
we
face?
Got rid of her. We got rid of her.
So
well,
you know what's going to happen
her,
now.
But we fucking, you know, got her out of our area. We've already spoken with the owners.
Okay, I was going to say, she's going to run to the owners and tattletale.
No. We got to them and we talked to them and stuff. I didn't actually, I got to talk to one of them. David got to talk to the other one. And they both apologized to David. They're like, this will never happen again. She shouldn't have done that. You know, that was not her place and all that. And it was ridiculous. It was retarded. It kind of pissed me off. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, don't do that. I'm not going to walk into a fucking casino and be like, you did your cash outs wrong. You know, fuck
you. Counted wrong. Yeah. Tell her to go back to that little shitty bar in Summers. And
yeah, fuck
do their...
you. You know, get the dick out of your ass and do your own fucking job. Ooh. Fuck you. Let me worry about the lasagna. Yeah. You go worry about your fucking tits and stuff.
Pants off, dance off, fuck.
You have any idea? Do you have
pants
any
off,
idea
dance
how
off.
Pissed off I would have been or David would have been if the entire crew was standing there? That would have fucking... Oh, dude. I'd have been throwing some fucking bows.
Fuck
by
around
point.
And get shot. That's how crazy these kitchens are up here. That's how dangerous it is because everybody is like scrounging for work and shit and everyone's trying to like...
But it was so stupid.
Kiss ass.
Trying to tell me that I need to put on gloves.
You should have took the glove, put it on, took it off, slapped her with it, and said, I challenge you to a duel. And then fucking dueled her and then killed her and then...
I should have asked her how to cook something. I'd be like, you know, are you even qualified to be near me right now?
And then you should have cut her head off and took her immortal power like on Highlander.
Yeah. Right? There can only be one of us.
But yeah, that's got to be really aggravating for David.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and he's trying to do the best job that he possibly can as a kitchen manager, and that's a stressful fucking job as it is. And you got some chick that you don't even fucking know coming down
on
you.
Who the fuck is this bitch?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Oh, hell no.
He's trying to do his job, and she comes in trying to say something like she knows something. It's like, you know, go away. I don't need you. I don't need you here. And I don't know. It was just stupid. It was fucking aggravating.
Well, other than that, is your new job rainbows and puppy dogs?
Yeah, my new job is amazing. You know, I've got some things to learn. I got some things to shape up on and stuff, and I know that. And it's going to be great. You know, David knows a lot of things that I don't, and it's going to be fucking awesome.
That's good, because when you have a job that sucks, it sucks here.
Yeah.
Because you come home and everything just fucking sucks. And then I don't get laid. And then I get pissed. And then just watch out.
No, it's great, dude. I'm really happy with the crew that we have right now. I've got all good, strong people that
Mine
all
is
they
Sean.
Need is some fine tuning and some, you know, just some polishing up. And they'll
be
great.
I think you need a good, strong dishwasher named Sean. And I think...
Rent.
And I think everything will be good.
Yeah. I tried to go fishing today.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Yeah, it didn't
that
really
go?
Work very well.
Who'd you go fishing with?
Ryan, friend of mine, Ryan. A man.
Now, if I was to hypothetically, let's say, if I went falfing with a chick, just me and a chick and some beer, and we went out falfing, would you be cool with that?
Probably not.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Hey.
I'm gonna mark you down for a maybe, okay? I'm going to mark you
it's
down for a maybe.
Dude. You know that
if I said so before, like, yo, me and this chick are going to go fall off. It's cool.
Now, I know that you hang out with dudes, okay? You hang
but
out
I
with
hang
mostly
out,
dudes.
I hang out with chicks, too, sometimes.
Well, I don't.
That's fine.
And so, dude...
That's your choice.
Ashley moved away, okay? That left me with nobody besides you and my family, okay? And Ryan, I actually opened this... Kalispell Famous Days with him quite a while back.
I'm letting you live with another dude. Would you let me live with another chick?
No.
Well, this is complete hypocrisy.
Dump me.
I think we should rabble. I think we should rabble.
Rabble.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
What do you want from me?
No, nothing. I was just curious.
I can't hang out with my friend?
No, you can hang out with dudes.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
He's
don't
also,
get pissed.
I don't date guys who are younger than me anyway. He's like 21.
Oh, well, in that case.
I can't, what, dude?
I only
what?
Date younger chicks.
Do you
so.
Not want me to hang out with dudes? What's
no,
up?
I was just...
what?
That's fine. I'm just saying. Don't get pissed.
You're pointing out my hypocrisy? Is that what's going on?
That's all. Just for a brief second. I just
Why?
Was... I was curious.
You
I was
know
curious.
The fucking answer. Why are you
curious.
Asking me?
Well, I was just curious.
I don't like
say.
Bitches, and you're not hanging out with bitches.
new update on Threesome
really?
Watch 2010.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, do what you got to do, I guess, huh? Did you make him cry?
Who? Yes, I did, actually.
Why?
The kid that we were hanging out with today?
Yeah?
Yeah, I made him cry once.
Good job, you
wow.
jerk.
Sorry, man. Can't hack it. Get the fuck
so
out.
So if I make a chick cry, then can I take her falfing?
No.
What if right. I bring the chick?
See, Dave says, Danny Ryan's not a chick.
So what about if me and my brother are falfing and his girlfriend's there?
That's fine.
What but if she's a chick and I'm falfing with her.
What if I bring a girl with me?
Is that okay?
No.
And then me and Matt, no.
The girls you bring around are slow.
Nice try, Sean.
No, I know that Chelsea's taken and I can trust her because she knows me and she knows I'll kill her. So,
yeah, because ladies are just beating down the
what
door
if,
to hook
hold
up
on,
with
I
this
got,
guy.
I got one more what if.
Shut up. Okay. I have to put the fear of God into these bitches before they can hang out with you. Okay?
Huh.
That's all there is to it.
So if I bring a girl here first, let you threaten the shit out of her, then I can take her falfing.
Yeah, probably not.
No?
Probably not.
And then we can have a threesome.
What if I fuck her and then Matt can take her...
Oh,
fall
fuck.
Thing.
No.
All right. Well,
that's not very fair. I
want to
take
chicks falling. 2010.
It's fine, dude. I don't give a fuck. But if I ever catch you cheating on me, I will fucking
kill
you.
I didn't say cheating. I said falling.
That's fine. I don't care. You cheat on me, I will fucking kill you.
Okay. I'm glad
and
that's clear
there will
now.
Be a special lasagna at my work. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, it'll probably taste like asshole.
Special episode of the Jam Hole.
Yeah, it'll be called
Cooking
Jam
with
Hole
Danny.
Lasagna. Cooking with Matt.
Where's Matt? Oh, he's here. He's here. And over there.
So I think we're going to have a caller calling in soon.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Bear Kid says, oh, my God, it's just Falf. I know, right? Like, if I go to the park and Falf, and then if I win the Falf game, we have sex. But if I lose, then we don't. But let's say hypothetically I win. I got to do what I got to do.
No.
All right.
No,
who's
dude, I don't care
in?
If you're hanging out with chicks or whatever. It's
I
fine.
Know.
It's not a
I
big
was just
deal.
Being silly.
But I don't want you, like, I don't know. If you, like, you know, like, you got the two chicks at work and stuff. If you were, like, to go and hang out with them or something, that's fine. I don't care. But when it gets to be, like, I'm hanging out with them every day and stuff,
well,
that's
no
kind
shit.
Of, yeah. You know what I mean? And what's wrong with me hanging out with dudes? I don't get along with chicks. I don't like hanging out with chicks. I hang
well,
out with
that's
dudes.
Your fault for cutting off the amount of people that you can hang out with. I get along with both genders. I try to maximize my...
It's because you're fucking bisexual.
Whoa.
Fag.
Inappropriate. Fag. Hey, your brother's full-on homosexual, so...
Huh?
The fuck you talking to me for?
He fucks
for?
Girls now.
Really?
Girl.
In
really?
The ass.
Oh!
Probably.
Wanky wank.
No big deal.
Holy
stank
Christ.
On the wank.
Red Fox says, seriously, Danny, you should compromise. He hasn't cheated on you yet. And you see how
not
he
yet.
Gets when you threaten to leave. Hey, fuck you.
Yeah, listener of our show. Fuck you. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Red Fox. You know I love you.
All right. Well, speaking of getting fucked in the ass here, Burger sent us this story. Very amusing. Authorities in Wenatchee, Washington were surprised to find that the man they had just arrested here. Or he was in jail. This is the things he brought into jail with him via his asshole, okay? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
We have a cigarette lighter, cigarette papers, a bag of tobacco the size of a golf ball, a bottle of tattoo ink, 8 tattoo needles. Now keep in mind, this is all the same asshole.
At one time?
At one time.
Wow.
8 tattoo needles. A small baggie of what was thought to once have been marijuana, and an inch-long smoking pipe.
Jesus
smuggled
Christ.
Them into jail by hiding them up himself.
Wow, dude.
That's awesome. That's how the paper has to say it. They're like, this is a newspaper for the public.
Hiding
he
them
smuggled
up
them
himself.
Into jail by hiding them up himself.
Why don't they just say his rectum
oh
or
my
anus
God, dude.
Or intestines? Or
that's like the fucking 12 days of Christmas up his ass, dude. What the fuck?
Dave says, isn't it called a jam hole?
But that much,
it is in prison.
Like, needles and shit, dude.
He had to have wrapped them pretty
needles.
Good.
7 swans of singing, 5 bags of pot, 4 cigarette lighters, 3 cigarette papers, 2 golf ball size,
and an inch long smoking device.
Thank you.
That's a lot of stuff to be putting in your asshole, man.
Right? What the, like, I can barely get my finger in there. Okay, maybe 2. I can barely get 2 of my fingers in there. And you have, like, so much, you have more things that anybody in jail should even own. Like, you own more stuff in your asshole than your whole cell block owns put together. What the fuck? The man was booked into the jail last Wednesday on a disorderly conduct charge. He was booked for rudely shoving things up his ass. Oh, Sean, how many things can you fit in your asshole?
Well, only a little bit.
How many fingers? Are you a 2-knuck chuck?
I could fit about 3 on a good day.
On a good day?
Yeah.
On a good loose day?
Gotta stretch first, though.
Oh my god. Disgusting, this one. But when they...
You know, I didn't know you could fit that much shit in an anal cavity.
Right. So it is,
well,
technically...
Well, have you ever pooped a lot? I mean...
Well, yeah, but that's like in small, compact logs. Ooh. This is like, oh, yes. Ah. Yes, caller, you're live on the poop hole. Holla.
I'm on the poop hole?
Oh, what's up, Matt? Is this the other Cubberly boy?
That's right.
What up, G?
This is indeed nothing. I was wondering how you fellas are doing on your podcast show there. And Sean was talking to me earlier saying some of you guys were discussing the Jell-O wrestling match.
Oh, yes, we were earlier. Did you have a good time there?
Yeah. I mean, for what it was worth, yeah.
You know, I...
Would have been better than as much of...
We found a video...
Would have been better than as much of... What?
I said we found a video of you... Like, doing the referee thing, and it was so funny. You were totally like a WWF ref. Like, the girls go down, and you, like, slide into frame, like, ready to pound the mat. It was so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, you did a good job hosting that shit, bro.
For sure.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's how you have to ref. I mean, I could stand there and just be like, yep, all right, or I could have done it right. I mean,
well, you answered the Call of Duty nicely. Fucking good job.
So, Matt, what do you think of me and Dana having sex with your brother?
Like together? Or like
yeah,
separate?
Like a threesome with me and Dana and
your
brother.
Can I explain this to him? Since I've moved in here, these two have been joking about fucking me at the same time. And
well, I'm not gonna fuck
you.
But
they talk about me like I'm not even in the room. They talk about me like I'm not even in the room. They'll be arguing with each other over if they're going to fuck me while I'm, like, sitting on the couch eating ice cream and watching them argue about me.
Did you do air quotes when you said jokingly?
Yes, he did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, I can't see that. I just figured you could.
Yes,
was. Well, I don't know. Can I? All I have to say on that is can I videotape it?
All right. Well,
good call into air quotes, by the way.
I'll keep that in mind. So what are you up to right now? What are you doing?
Well, I'm walking around at my mom's house shooting gophers and shit. And just...
Nice. Living the Montana life, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Or trying to find work, trying to find a way to get the hell out of Whitefish and back to Calso.
I hear you, man. Maybe your brother will come pick you up.
Well, yeah, I need to come and try to find work and shit like that, but... I just can't really be here anymore. The constant nagging and questioning that my mom always does. And
Sean's mom is like that. That's why I left her. Too much nagging, you know?
Ooh. Yeah, you better hope my dad ain't listening.
we tagged her. It's cool. Ooh. All right, well, thanks for the call, Matt.
Oh, am I already off? All right.
Yes, you're done. Thank you. That was your time. Your time is up. All right. He just hung up. What an asshole.
Oh, God.
Mr. Cubberly, Matt.
He's
thank
so
you.
Loud.
I know, dude. There's.
Hey, guys. I don't know how to modulate my voice. Hey, thanks.
He's awesome.
Known
I love
raspy
that kid.
Too. It's like
he used to be on the show too, didn't he?
Yeah,
he was my replacement when I died of AIDS.
He came on and broke the news that you had died of AIDS from butt sex, and he hosted quite a few eps with me back in the mid 120s, 130s, somewhere in there. But good kid for sure. So, this guy smuggled in a bunch of shit up his asshole. Could you imagine being like the guy that's like, all right, empty your pockets and probably your asshole and like just watching like one thing after another, just fucking,
that's creepy.
The man,
you know,
was
what they do in prison to make sure you don't have anything like for women in your vagina? They make you take off all your clothes and squat and cough.
Whoa.
Because it'll push anything out.
For real?
For real.
Like when you're, if you're riding me, like when you sneeze, I feel it all like if I just had you cough a bunch.
Yeah.
All your shit would just fall out on top of me.
Well, no, if you put something in there.
Like my dick. And then I
like something that can fall out, like not your dick that's connected to you and being held in place.
Like the inside of your vagina.
No, that sounds like it'd feel pretty good, actually.
I know,
no,
dude. Try it.
No, like if I were to put like a ball of coke up my twat to hide it to get into jail and I squat and cough, it will come out.
Why don't you just hold it in?
Because sometimes you can't.
When you're coughing, it's the same muscles.
You could if you tried.
Well, try it.
Do you have a vagina?
If you did your
Kegels.
I've
had a lot of them, but I don't have one of my own.
Oh, wakey wank.
You have to be able to make it sound realistic, too. You can't be like holding, clenching with your crotch and go... Because, like, if you actually go...
You get a baton. You get a baton to the fucking stomach, probably, if you do that by the big bull dyke fucking guard. I said cough, bitch! But, yeah, they found all that shit. They did an initial strip search and found nothing. But then a prison official later discovered a plastic bag and duct tape in the toilet. The prisoner was questioned again and eventually handed over the contraband. Wenatchee Police Department spokesman said he says, "We were all wondering, how do you put all that up there?" End quote. "The tobacco was pretty impressive." End quote. "It was a good ounce." End quote.
Wow.
Like, they're, like, impressed. Like, damn, dude.
Well, I'm sure they've seen a lot of things come out of dudes' asses in prison.
But, like, that much, they were, like, impressed with him. They were like, man, that's talent show material right there. That's fucking crazy. All right, well, moving on here. This is a pretty awesome story. You know how we have eBay and all that shit, and you can pretty much find anything on there, right?
No, I had no idea.
Okay, well, there's this thing called eBay where you can pretty much find anything on there, right?
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
It is. It's like an auction. It's like an internet auction.
Whoa,
we could put your pussy up there, and people would bid on it, and then the highest bidder, I would ship your ass the fuck off to them.
Oh, my God.
What about my penis?
And your penis.
No one would buy that.
Sweet package deal.
The total package.
Get it?
Package. All right. Thank you. There.
You. Finally.
I get it.
I fucking got one. Thank you.
A first-time paraglider broke his back in two places after trying to fly in a machine he bought for 300 British pounds on eBay. This is the greatest thing. Roy Dixon,
hit a herda,
did not take any lessons. Apart from looking at internet clips on the YouTubes, he made the mistake of tethering his paraglider to his car.
What?
I saw this on YouTube. Hey, are you a professional paraglider? No, but I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express and they had free Wi-Fi and I watched a bunch of YouTube clips on how to fucking do it. He tied it to his car. After less than a minute in the air, he fell 40 feet and was taken from the scene near Northumberland by RAF helicopter to the hospital.
Well, yeah. Probably with severely broken fucking bones.
Is that, like, really that difficult? I mean, I've seen people do it, like, not on YouTube, but on, like, real TV. And there's never a car involved, right? It's always run and jump off a cliff and you fly.
Yeah.
Do you think it's really that easy? Like, I've never done it, but in theory, I think you would just jump off a cliff and fly, right?
Yeah.
I've played the game Pilot Wings on the N64, greatest game for that ever.
Doesn't work like that.
But Like, if you, could you just buy one online and, like, put it together and just go do it without no one ever showing you? And
maybe,
not
I mean,
tie it to your car. Like, you don't tie it to your car like this retard. But, you know, if you just jumped off a cliff, could you do it?
I don't know. I wouldn't test that theory.
Thejamhole.com/donate. If you guys donate enough money to buy a hang glider, I will fucking try it. Or wait, this is a paraglider. I was thinking hang glider. So paragliding, isn't that when you tie the parasail to the boat in the water and it lifts off?
I don't know.
Because that would make more sense, right? If he tried to just tether it to his car instead of a boat. Like, there's a reason they do it above water, bro. Because
I have
that fucking
no idea.
Cement is hard. But yeah, if that's the case, but I don't know. I like to think I could do that. I would put the listener's money where my mouth is, and I would do it. I would jump off like Lone Pine, and just totally like bomb right into a fucking tree or something. It would be so awesome. I'd like strap myself up with bubble wrap first. I'd totally do it. A big sumo suit, hang gliding in a sumo suit. Could you imagine?
So you just don't break anything.
I would
like
totally
tumble.
Do it.
You tuck and roll, and you're
tuck
like this
and roll,
giant
dude.
Ball of soft stuff.
I've never broken a bone ever in my life, except my heart bone. But I think I could do it. Mr. Dixon, he said he had been with his wife. She double dog dared him, excuse my face, to do it. Speaking from Newcastle General Hospital after the incident on Sunday, the 45-year-old volunteer for the Mercy Trucks charity, which delivers medical aid to the third world. Is that ironic? He works for a place that delivers medical aid to the third world. Cool. He said he was embarrassed and had been, quote, quite foolish. He returned only a few weeks ago from a disaster-stricken Haiti and said he had been looking forward to some fun after months of stress in some of the world's most deprived areas. You know what? The whole time he was in Haiti, he was probably, like, just watching YouTube videos, just bored as fuck. And he was like, that looks like fun. And then, you know, he's getting paid for being there, obviously. So he's like, I'm going to buy one of those. And he totally did it. And he totally fucked his shit up.
Yeah, well.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what you get for thinking you know everything.
He said, okay. Quote, I should have joined a club and got lessons, but I was trying to teach myself and learn from bits I had seen on the YouTubes.
That's not something you teach yourself.
You think?
You can teach yourself.
You can teach yourself Russian roulette. Hang gliding, nah. Parasailing, paragliding, whatever. Maybe not
so
much.
You can teach yourself to draw. You can teach yourself to tattoo. You can teach yourself to do pottery. You don't teach yourself how to hang glide, okay? You don't teach yourself how to fucking fly a plane, okay? Things like that.
Yes, you could if you had enough flight simulator time.
Yes, but that's actually still taking class. You don't just jump out and do it.
So if he had paraglide simulator, you're saying he would have been okay?
Well, he would have gotten the feel. He would know where the fucking thermals are and shit.
He would have seen,
like,
that there is actually no car involved in this.
Right, right.
That's where you messed up. Mr. Dixon, who used to project manage golf course construction before working entirely voluntarily for the Christian charity, added, he should have prayed to God. Quote, the thing you should never do, which I did, is put your trust in God. When it comes to paragliding, the one thing you should never do, which I did, was tether it to a solid object. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, note to self, would you write this down?
Yeah.
Never
I got
tether
a pen.
To a solid object.
Okay.
Quote, I went shooting up in the air, then banged down on the ground, then went up again. As I was dropping...
And then what happened?
As I was dropping, I was thinking, this is serious.
Oh, shit.
The pain was like an explosion going off inside me. Mr. Dixon, who has flown microlight aircraft in the past, broke two vertebrae, which might now have to be fused. He's never going to walk again.
Yeah, probably. Well, I bet you he won't do that again.
Yeah, he won't be able to. He said he felt lucky not to have been paralyzed or killed. He would have definitely got a Darwin Award if he would have been killed for that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Quote, I'm very blessed that I got off so lightly. You want to say it or should I?
No.
Wanky wank. I am very embarrassed about the cost of the rescue and using all these resources up. You and the balloon boy, right? So... Awesome. Are you ready to get the fuck out?
Yeah, I'm good, dude.
I'm good on a Monday fun day.
I am good. I am thankful for all you folks who decided to join us tonight. We have a few people in here for Monday fun day.
Been enjoyable.
Yes,
hey,
we had a fun night. If but the fun is just beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Is
we're
going
to have this cams going, and we're going to do that
That's
threesome
right.
in about a half hour.
Whoa.
So remember to tune in.
I'm not allowed to lie, neither are you.
Tune
bitch.
In for more okay. threesome watch.
Threesome
2010.
Watch. Threesome watch.
Oh, God.
Indecision 2010.
And like I was saying earlier, Saturday, June 19th, if you guys are in the area, Hogan's in Clarkson, Washington, the Basement Boys podcast, 100th episode will be there. They'll be there. Should be a good time, party, all that stuff. And
sweet.
Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at, 406-204-4687. That's the number. Leave us a message or what have you. Thejamhole.com/Twitter is mine, and /Danny is her Twitter. And where's all your shit at there, Lyric Cow?
You can check out three of my songs at www.myspace.com/lyrical406.
You don't have to say the www.
Well, I like
I know
to be
this
thorough.
I know this is a home movies bit, but hey, you don't have to say http://www. Okay. So what is it? Myspace.com/what?
Lyrical406.
Word.
How do you spell Lyrical?
It is spelled LYRIC. K-A-L, y'all, that's me.
Word to that. And we'll see you Wednesday tomorrow. Hotbox episode Trace. Hotbox.com/live there. You can watch the live show as it happens. It's our sister podcast all about marijuana, hosted by Sandy there and myself. Hotbox Podcast, you can email info@hotboxpodcast.com, send us stuff to talk about or what have yous. And we're messing around with some Google Wave stuff, so I don't know if you guys are using that. It's kind of slick, especially since, you know, we only see each other once a week for the show. We've been kind of collaborating with that, so maybe look out for that and everything. And you can leave a message for that show at the same number, 406-204-4687, of course. And we'll see you then. Thank you.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.